Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
There are some things that only I can do. Only I can develop my faith in the Lord. Only I can be my husband's wife. And if I'm not willing to fulfill that role, somebody else might be willing to fulfill that role. I'm the only mother my children have. I'm the only one who can get myself to the gym. I'm the only one who can control what food gets put into my body. So there are some things that only I can do. And knowing those, to me, those are automatic priorities for me. I know that's God's will for me because no one else can do it.
That's excellent. And this sort of overlaps to this next one. What has God entrusted to me?
Right. Well, we all have something, no matter how humble or grand it is. We have a home. We have a productive work. We have a certain amount of finances. We have a certain amount of health. We have a certain amount of energy. So these are things that God has given us. And it flows right into, like, the third question is really connected with that. How well am I doing in those areas? Or how am I doing in those areas? So, and that goes back to the scripture verse that we shared at the top of the hour, which was 1 Corinthians 4:2, now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. It's that, how well am I doing in the areas that God has already given me? So how well am I already managing my home? Those are questions to ask. And if it's not well, then it's probably something I need to take a look at.
Okay, this next one. What passion or dream has God put in my heart?
Well, I do believe that God gives us dreams. And usually they're dreams that are going to give us joy and give him glory. And so, but as women, many, many women have lost touch with that dream. And because we're so overwhelmed with the demands of life that we've really either forgotten that dreams are even possible, or we've just disqualified ourselves from even ever accomplishing dreams. But God is the major dream giver. He's the one who's able to bring those dreams and make the impossible happen. So what is sitting in there, maybe hidden for years? What has God put on your heart that you might need to resurrect?
Excellent. Finally, what has God asked me to do that I've not yet done?
Well, I would imagine that there's something that all of us can say, and that those are the hard things. That's the hard thing. And there's where there's some procrastination. It could be witnessing to a family member. You know, I think a lot of us have felt that tug. A lot of people have felt the tug to write a book. Or it's those big things that are really going to take a commitment that we need to ask ourselves. And be honest, if we felt God speak to us at one time, unless he cancels an assignment, it's a standing assignment. So that's my experience with God. Unless he clearly says, nope, you don't have to do this anymore, it's probably still an assignment.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.